Patrick, a 5-0 scoreline, obviously a tough day at the office, but do you think the scoreline is a fair reflection of the game?
Whenever you start the way we did, we went through the Longford game, showed the first, second contact from set pieces, runners, stopping crosses, all the non-negotiable things that you have to do to be a football player, and then not to do it again. There's big question marks.
But they bounced back well from that, considering how bad it started. They bounced back well.
Look, in the start of the second half, I thought that was their best period, and then we get a man sent off, and then they should have had a man sent off and didn't. We should have had a penalty and didn't get it. Whenever you're down there, I can stand here and say, oh, we should have had this, we should have had that. Sometimes you don't deserve it. Whenever you don't run, whenever you don't tackle, whenever you don't stop crosses, sometimes you don't deserve a rub.
And what's the morale like in the dressing room at the moment?
It's low, but it's sink or swim time. Like, I don't, whatever about on the ball, I've said to the players, on the ball, go do your thing. But there's non-negotiables off it. And if you can't do them for a football club like Fanharps, with fans down watching you, I don't know.
And obviously you feel tonight some of the players fell short of those expectations.
Yeah.
Okay. And how would you address that then going forward?
Well, we'll just have to try and show them again and see where it goes. We have a full week now to get together, but there's people just need to have a look at themselves as well, myself included, obviously. But the football club, as long as I'm here, I'll be trying to change the culture and change the mindset of people.
And how far into the future are you looking from your own point of view?
Well, just now, next game. I have a week with them now, getting together. So I just keep working away.